All right, everybody, welcome to the Rude Awakening, where we start your mornings with two eggs and a stack of hot takes. And right over here, we got Dylan Sissian, my guy. We talk about the NFL. We usually have Dylan and Tom. Tom couldn't be here because he's a Steelers fan and he's sorry. But Dylan, say hi to the people. How's it going, man?
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, so
How's it
Dylan,
going?
a couple of Eagles fans here. We're going to talk about kind of like what happened in the wild card round, predict the divisional round. When this episode comes out, it will probably be after some of the games, but you can kind of look back on this and see how our takes age like a fine wine, or like that milk you keep in the fridge for a few weeks.
Yeah,
So we'll
seriously.
see.
Mine will probably be the milk. I'm still going with the playoffs, the NBA
Right. Like,
playoffs.
if we get one matchup right, I'll be happy. Like, honestly. So yeah, we're looking forward to these next matchups. If we want to start off at the top, oh, by the way, subscribe. I want to say at the start of the video, subscribe, like the video, share with your friends. I'm gonna try and get back to uploading regularly again and start off with the playoffs, and we're going to talk about the first matchup since we're Eagles fans. We'll talk about Eagles Rams. So, Eagles coming off that win against the Packers. What do you think about that victory? Not like a great win, I would say, but we still got the job
Not a
done.
great win, but at the same time, versus the regular season. Look, the regular season is when you want it to be pretty, because then you feel good for the playoffs. You won in the playoffs, right? That's all that matters. Is it pretty? No. Saquon still 100 yards. Yes. Did Jalen eventually get somewhat of a rhythm? Yes. So not a pretty game by any means necessary,
No,
but wins a
definitely not.
win.
It was frustrating watching Hurts play because you're like, he's just coming back from the injury to the concussion, which I had a feeling he was going to get it eventually because our last episode, I was that interview he had after the
Oh,
Washington
yes.
win. Yeah, we were like, is he okay? And then like it happened a few the next time they played Washington. I'm like, that's so weird. Just that timing, how that played out. So yeah, it's good to see he's back. Yeah, and then it gets to the Rams, who, oh my God, they just shut down the Vikings, man. What happened with them, man? They just
Seriously, are they frauds or
imploded.
Sam Darnold?
He
What's
fumbled the
the
bag, Sam Darnold.
seriously?
All that, those millions of dollars. I mean,
He was.
the Browns would probably sign him, but like, yeah, now it's like, okay, we're gonna stick with JJ McCarthy, probably. That was, yeah, rough.
I remember all year I kept saying, what are you going to do with McCarthy? Like, originally, before this playoff game, I said, there's a chance that they trade McCarthy to the Raiders or whoever, and they get a bunch of picks for it. But
Not
so, yeah.
anymore. See you,
We'll
Sam.
see.
Bye bye. Yeah. Gonna be rough for the Vikings. I feel bad for Vikings fans. 10 sacks the Rams had against them. Nine, ten
Yeah.
sacks, I get, or it was more probably.
I
So I
think it was
felt like.
nine. I know Jared Verse had a strip sack.
Oh, and us Eagles fans love Jared Verse.
Yes.
So
Yeah,
he said.
how dumb can you be to say that
Pick a
in
four going to
like
Philly. Yeah.
you're in Philly, you're just a moron.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know what Jared Verse was saying, like he's like, I hate that green and white because he's from Bloomsburg, PA.
Yeah,
I
he
think
is.
I saw that and I was like, that's near where we go to school. And I was like, dude, what do you know what Eagles fans are like? You're just eating them up. And
Yes.
Saquon was even like, I played for the Giants, division rival. I never said that. I
For
knew better.
Saquon to come out and say, "What in the world are you doing?" That's when you know you've screwed up.
And
'Cause Saquon's
Saquon's
a
like a
very
chill guy,
humble,
keeps to
yeah, he's a
himself.
very
Yeah.
humble guy. Yeah, so
And for him to come out being like, you dummy. That's what he pretty much was saying. Like, it
yeah,
wasn't like
pretty
Micah
much.
Parsons, like, saying something on his podcast. It was Saquon. He's pretty quiet.
It seems dumber. Like when Micah says something on his podcast, you're like, "All right, you're just talking the talk."
Yeah,
When Jared
exactly.
Verse says, "I hate Eagles fans" on Media Day or whatever it was.
Yeah. Like,
Hell
bro,
no.
you better be sure you have a set career with the Rams. I know he's doing
Yeah,
great this
sure.
rookie year, and he might win rookie of the year. We think it's going to be Quinyon, but stats don't really show how great Quinyon's been. But if you look at quarterback, like how less the least amount of targets have gone towards him. Like he locked up Terry McLaurin. He's locked up like almost every receiver he's played. I think Packers, I mean like that defense just made Jordan Love look like a scrub.
He's held Mike Evans. He's had like if you oh Ja'Marr Chase
Yeah.
he held Ja'Marr
Oh
Chase.
dude,
I
the
mean
Ja'Marr
he's
Chase one
played
was
against.
impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, like he has held great receivers week after week. Like you said, the Washington game, he did fall apart a little bit, but I mean, everybody's going to.
Yeah. Division rival, you play him, twice a year. It's they're the teams
McLaurin's
that know
gonna
you the best.
McLaurin's not a bad like McLaurin's gonna figure out a way.
Yeah.
That's why he's
Like
called
he's good.
Scary Terry.
Yeah. Terrifying. But the Eagles Rams, I mean, like it's hard to not take bias, but I mean, who do you have winning this game? I
Yeah,
mean,
it's hard not to take bias. I do have the Eagles winning this game, but I mean, there are two ways this goes. This is gonna either be the worst showing we've ever seen from Jalen Hurts, And we're going to be sitting there saying, all right, defense, come on, one more. Just get us one more. And we're going to hope to God that Saquon is good to run.
Yeah.
Or this is going to be one of those where the defense is just alive the whole game and Jalen's feeling himself and the birds walk away, like, demolishing them. That's how I see it.
We saw how impressive that Rams defense was against the Vikings. So, Jalen, I think now's the time to step up. You could lay back a little bit against the Packers, but now you got to actually, like, put the boosters behind you, start running that ball more, give it out to Saquon. They didn't really Saquon a lot against the Packers. Packers defense did a great job shutting down the Eagles, surprisingly.
I think the Packers defense from that game, you could see the switch from the D coordinator. He made the switch to, okay, we're going to blitz Jalen more. We're going to do – and you can kind of see the alarm bells in Jalen's head go off. Like, oh, I got to get rid of the ball. You just see him scrambling or whatever. So let's just –
yeah, after that first drive, it was rough. Yeah,
so let's just hope that this week that – that Jalen knows, like, hey, this is what they're probably going to do.
Yeah, because you can't rely on the defense too heavily, I would say, for this game, because, I mean, unless you injure all the Packers like we did, like, same to the Rams. Yeah, I felt bad for those guys.
Ideally, if you're going to play Detroit next week, you don't want the defense to go crazy this week. It's got nothing to do with injuries. We'll get into it later. I've never seen a team so defensively battered and still win games, and that's when that's going to matter.
Yeah, but, dude. It also sucked losing to Kobe Dean for the rest of the playoffs. He was integral. The linebacking core was the weakest part of that defense last year, and him and Vaughn have taken that step and filled the slot perfectly, making the defense look awesome. And losing one of those guys does suck against the Rams team, who have a healthy Stafford, Puka, Cooper, Kyren. Their weapons are healthy, man. Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
They haven't used Cooper too much, I think. I think since week 17 or whatever, he's been as quiet as he's ever been as a Ram.
Oh, definitely. He's been laying back compared to, like, his Triple Crown year, like, compared to that cup. Yeah. But you already know the narrative going into this game, because, like, what Verse said about the Eagles, fans are going to be booing the hell out of the Rams. And they're just like, how dare they after the wildfires LA's going through? But it's like, we're not booing them because of that.
We donated money. We donated money. We're good people. We're good people.
Most of us are good people. There's that one Eagles fan that got in trouble. Yelling at that Packers fan. That was fast. I don't know the context behind that. Do you know what was said by that Eagles fan? Don't say a word verbatim.
I can't say that. Called her a C word. Some other things. Yeah. And it was caught on video. But the funny part about it was that the Packers fan, they found his GoFundMe. And the GoFundMe was to go buy the tickets for the Birds game. And in the GoFundMe description, it said, I've been to this stadium many times. Send me into the belly of the beast. And everybody was commenting. Everybody was commenting on his, like, GoFundMe or whoever, like, found that post and posted it. It was like, man, you couldn't even afford your own tickets. It's like, that's kind of sad.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah. That was just rough, that whole situation. So hopefully we can put that past us. I'm going to take the Eagles over the Rams, too. And it's like, well, okay, bias. But the Rams are a great team. I think it'll definitely be close game, maybe like 21-18, like 21-15, maybe. Yeah.
I'm going to say 27, because Jake Elliott's going to miss something. I'm going to say 27-21. Jake Elliott's going to miss an extra point.
He'll make like some 50-yard field goals, but he missed an extra point.
Mike King.
Inconsistent. Mike King, though, Jake Elliott. Yeah. I'll do that. I mean, that's going to be a fun game to watch together. And we'll talk about, I guess, the game that'll be, I think, already happened or happening when I upload this is the Chiefs Texans. So, Texans got in the bag, you know, like, Chiefs, what have they ever done? Like,
seriously.
What do you think? Texans.
I think we're either going to find out if the Chiefs are legit or not. And, like, that is a dumb statement for me to say.
Yeah.
But this Texans team has, the Texans team has struggled all year. And last week, they picked off Herbert 4 times.
Yeah, who looked worse, Herbert or Love? Like, probably Herbert.
Probably Herbert. Yeah. But they took him off 4 times. They put up 32. So, I mean, if the Texans go out here and they actually put up a good fight, if they're looking horrendous all year, then I think, and I don't know about
kind of a success, too, because he had a sophomore slump with Stroud the whole year.
Yeah.
It's not really all his fault. Like, I've seen with some, you know, quarterbacks having that second year struggle. It's been a mix of just, like, losing all his receivers. We talked about before the recording, just, like, losing Nico, Tank, Stephon out for the year. It's like, dude.
Yeah. Couple years ago, Herbert had the same thing a couple years ago. So, I mean, not an injury. He just had the slump. So, it's like, it happens.
Baker went through it. I remember Baker went through a pretty bad one because his rookie was really good.
playoffs to foreign rotator cuff, whichever it was.
Yeah. But the Texans beating the Chargers the way they did was impressive, man. Because I had Chargers winning that game. So I'm like,
I did too.
Texans, like, all right, easy. Chargers defense has been awesome. Nope. It just did not happen that way.
No.
And then the Chiefs, you know, they've been, they're the one of the three teams that have, you know, what was the stat line? It was like, they're like, then the Giants and Raiders for teams that, like, only have won games by one score, I think.
Honestly, for the Raiders and the Giants, it's not shocking for how god awful they are.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Chiefs,
crazy. Yeah.
When I look at the Chiefs now, I look at last year's Eagles. And maybe it's just because I root for the Birds, but it's like, was it week four, whatever it was, when they played the Chargers, they beat them 17-10.
They really beat the Broncos.
Yes, that's what it was.
The Chiefs blocked the field goal from the Broncos.
Yeah, they blocked the field goal. And at that time, I think they were still undefeated. So. And then next week, Josh Allen came into town. Josh Allen came into town and curb stomped them. It's going to be a good fight. I think the Chiefs do win. 28-21 is my prediction, but I do think that if Stroud is feeling really good, I do think anything can happen.
Yeah, CJ, we saw that guy from last year pops up. That'd be awesome to see for the Texans. Obviously, I'm probably going to go with the Chiefs because, you know, last year I kept betting against them and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So maybe if I bet on them, good things will happen. Yeah, so. The Chiefs, they're coming up the bye week and they're going to be playing at home. It's going to be ice cold in Arrowhead today, I would assume.
I think it's 18 degrees right now.
Not as bad as the Dolphins game last year, but still.
Kansas City.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense will be integral to them winning as well, because the offense, like, they've been solid, but the defense, you know, they do have good pieces. I mean, Duffy's solid. You know, Chris Jones is one of the best. He eyes paid. And they have a good core there with Karlaftis and their linebackers. I think the defense is better than the offense, honestly, because I think, Mahomes' weapons aren't the best. That's kind of but Hopkins stepped up, I would say. Obviously, Rasheed Rice is up in the year because Mahomes took him out. put him on the IR.
I honestly don't think the Chiefs have that good of a receiving core. I honestly think
they're because all the money's going to Travis and Pat. It's like they don't have enough money to get like the real, big talent.
Speedsters, but.
And we know that works out well. Like, just drafted one of the speedsters. Yeah.
John Ross.
John Ross. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going with Chiefs too. I think I'll do like a 28-24. I think Texans will keep it close. I'm thinking these games are all going to be close, maybe.
I think they
except for one, actually. I think this one will be like a bit of a blowout. And I think that's going to be Lions Commanders. So,
I think my tale of this weekend is it can go two ways. I think at the end of the day, the Lions are going to win this. But I also think there's a chance that Jaden Daniels keeps them in this. Because I think what a lot of people don't know about Jaden Daniels, if you don't follow or didn't follow college football last year, Jaden had no defense. Jaden was playing from behind every single week. And honestly, God, that's why he won the Heisman. Because he was that good at bringing them. I mean, they finished 8-4, whatever they finished. It's not his fault. I think he only turned the ball over 5 times. So I think for him, what makes it really interesting is Detroit's going to win this, but how close can Jaden keep them in this?
And that's the thing too, is that after that Buccaneers game, very close game, really good game too, probably the best wild card game, Commanders. Commanders edging out the Buccaneers just by a little bit, man.
By a field goal.
That kicker was nervous, man. Was it Nate Gonzalez, right? He kept doing the hair.
Yeah. OCD is a rough disorder, so I guess.
He's like, oh, shit. Because I remember the kicker, he played for the Browns, and like he missed a pivotal kick. He's missed some pivotal kicks, so that's why he was like sweating. He's like, please don't cut me. He didn't want to do a parky situation. He did a reverse parky. So he doinked that shit in. The Commanders etching out that win against the Buccaneers. I thought Buccaneers were going to win that game, too. I was a big believer in Baker. Get them coming back like that. But the offense did a good job. Jaden Daniels, great rookie quarterback. Bears are kicking themselves for not drafting him, probably. We'll see how Caleb Williams ages, but yeah.
Yeah. Jaden is looking a lot like Stroud. So, I mean, next year is going to be next year, but Jaden's looking a lot like how Stroud looked last year. So,
yeah, they'll get some good pieces for Jaden, and maybe we'll see how that goes if he suffers a slump or he, you know, to somehow does better. Yes, and Washington State becomes like this powerhouse. I don't know.
It's going to be a real interesting conference and a real interesting debate.
Yeah, if the Cowboys get their shit together, which that'll happen until maybe another 10 years for unexplained reasons. We'll see what happens at that point.
Then Jerry goes.
Jerry goes to sleep. No, I'm playing. But yeah, Commanders, they're a solid team, but the Lions are the Lions, dude. Like, Dan Campbell will go on the field himself if another defensive player goes down. Like, he will get them that win.
I don't think you and me, have ever seen a team in our lifetimes this defensively battered, or even offensively. I mean, I know they've lost a couple of guys here and there.
Yeah.
And they're putting up. I get it when they played the Bills. They won 48-45 or whatever. But they still put up 48 points. And I mean, that's just one game, but it's just like they are winning games by decently large margins. And I mean, when they played, I mean, now we see it, Minnesota are frauds. But when they played Minnesota, they shut them down in the second half.
Yeah.
Jettis did nothing. Or in my opinion, the greatest receiver in the league right now. Maybe Ja'Marr Chase, you want to throw that, but that's a whole different debate.
It's an LSU receiver, either one.
Yeah, like, it's either awesome. One of them.
Yeah.
But
dude, and that Lions-Bills game, too, like, holy crap. Like, that game was impressive.
That game came down to an onside kick. That's what it came down to.
Pretty much. And Dan Campbell, his cone is weighing him down a little bit too much because it kind of affected the play style and kind of cost him to win a little bit. But you got to appreciate that kind of, you know, play calling style, obviously. Like, we get mad at Nick Sirianni for doing it in bad points. I feel like Dan Campbell there you go.
Nick does it at the absolute just worst timing. Dan Campbell, he doesn't stop doing it, so.
Yeah, Sirianni does it at, like, the worst. And that's the one thing because I'm like, he is growing on me a little bit this season since the last time. Because
he's kept his mouth shut.
Exactly. Also, he shaved his head. You know, Baldiani. I do like
Baldiani.
Baldiani. But he's kept his mouth shut, and then he's been, you know, he's the highest winning percentage of an active coach, I think. And obviously, he's coasting on talent, but, you know, Nick's been doing his job, I guess. But Campbell's probably the best coach in the league right now. Like, obviously, Andy Reid is Andy Reid, but.
Yeah, Andy Reid.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell's, like, that and both coordinators are going to be, like, looking for head coaching jobs, probably with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, offensive, defensive, respectively.
You think they're both walking, or you think?
Yeah.
I think
Glenn goes to the Jaguars. I think he gets the Jaguars head coaching.
Well, I just saw yesterday Kellen Moore had an interview, which pissed me off. Not because Kellen Moore is most likely going to leave, but it's like you have teams that are preparing for the playoffs and you're just taking the guy. Like, you have 6 days to prepare, maybe five. And you're just going, yep, I'm just going to pluck you for the day. And
it's like, bro, we need to lock in. Like, when you're eliminated, you can do that shit. Oh.
That's the argument I've been having, but that's a whole, like, NFL's got to fix that. But I think Johnson's a guaranteed walk. And
he'll be like one of the highest paid head coaches.
If he really wants to win a Super Bowl, and if they don't do it this year, then I guess he stays. I think Glenn is severely underappreciated because, like I just said, they lost half their talent.
Yeah,
and they're still like, it's not pretty, but they're still holding teams. They're still doing their job. Yes, the offense is carrying, but for what he's done on that defense with nobody, I mean, they lost Hutch. And then after that,
coming back? Like, they were next Super Bowl?
Allegedly.
That's great. What did they give it him? Like, he broke his leg in the two in, like, October. How are they going to get him back? I mean, Demo's coming back, by the way. So that'll be great for the Sonic and Knuckles duo.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So the running attack punch there. Yeah. The Commanders defense is going to have some struggles against
They have Bobby Wagner back, but I mean, 35-year-old
Bobby
Wagner.
Wagner's good. Lattimore's good. They have a solid defensive line, but not when the Lions are just going to be, like, tiring the hell out of you. You have to cover every one of them. Amon Ra, like, it's just good luck.
I think it hurts them the worst that Montgomery's back. It really does. Because, I mean, for 2 weeks
right
now, just run them.
Yeah.
It's just been Gibbs. But now it'll be Montgomery, Gibbs.
Yeah. So I think it'll be more like, I think it'll be lines like 35 to Commanders, maybe like an 18, 21.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
it'll be tougher for the.
I think the Commanders get shut out. Not shut out in the second half, but maybe 6 points.
Like a couple field goals by Zane.
Yeah. Then nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Like, maybe he wanted to do his hair so often because they'll be down by like 30. So he's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Get my kicks.
I think, honestly, it'll be one of those where Detroit pulls away in the fourth quarter. Like, I mean, just.
Oh, because they don't let up. They're like, oh, we got like a 20-point lead. We're going to keep going. Like, we're going to take a rest. Like, we'll sit down with our guys. Like, no, you're going to keep playing. Jared Goff, you get 5 touchdowns real quick.
Yeah.
But the Lions, actually, dude, they got conference championship game. If it's Lions-Eagles, like, I don't know. who's going to win that one?
I don't know. It could be Lions, Rams.
But...
it would take for me to see Jalen be lights. Like, I need to see Jalen versus the Steelers tomorrow, but I still need to see Saquon do Saquon things.
Yeah.
For me to feel confident that the Eagles could play. Because
I know Jalen can be a top five quarterback. It's like,
he can be. He just isn't. Yeah.
And that's the thing about Hurts is like, he's like fifth on the top five quarterbacks. And then people are like, but is he? Like, because like some of those, sometimes he just underperforms. We saw that last year with all the interceptions. And it's like, I want you to be like, you can be good. Like, and obviously he's like one of the better starting quarterbacks in the league. But I'm like, I know he can be. We saw 2 years ago. He was amazing.
Yeah, 20, I was about to say 22. You look at him, you're like, you were a game shy of winning the MVP. I mean, they
were
lost
MVP Canada,
because,
yeah. Was it Mahomes that won that year, or was it Aaron Rodgers?
That was Mahomes, but he lost it to the ankle. Like, against the Bears.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. So that's why he lost it. Otherwise, he was
for a little bit.
Yep.
Forgot about that, yeah.
Though, I mean, we can see it. We've seen it out of him. You can say, oh, it's talent this, talent that. Don't get me wrong, A.J. Brown is, in my opinion, a top five, top ten receiver. And so is
he's very educated too. He reads
15.
Books.
Yeah, oh, okay. He does. He prays.
Brown,
it
well. Yeah. Top five most well educated receiver. He's on the first page of books like LeBron. He's like, this is a good one. I like this acknowledgement paper the preamble. This is good. This is good stuff. He's like, yeah, I like this. Then the media is like, oh, AJ's being a diva again. He's not getting the ball enough.
Listen, honest to God, if the guy is your leading receiver, and the guy is doing what he does best. Now, I know he's fighting a knee injury right now. If he wants to eat wontons on the sideline and have an egg roll, fine. Fine.
Yeah. I mean, Chinatown's not being taken away in Philly, so he could swim.
Yeah, thank God.
That's a basketball talk. Tickets can be in the new arena somewhere else, so Chinatown's safe. But anyway, besides that point, so we're both taking the Lions against the Commanders. Kind of went on a different spiel there, but
do you think this last game we might have different answers?
Oh yeah, so last game we're gonna talk about Ravens Bills. Ravens coming off that win against the Steelers made Tom's team look like absolute shit. Mike Tomlin's a fraud, and Ravens taking that win.
It is so sad but funny to me that this is like every year. Like, I honestly felt good about the Steelers, and I'm not, like, I'm an Eagles fan. And I looked there, and I sat, and I said, maybe they're actually doing something good. And then I started to see out of rust when I saw a lot of the Eagles last year, where Jalen just looked like ass last year. And then you're like, okay, well, they lost to the Eagles. I guess the Eagles are just that good. Then they got lost to, who did they lose to after that? Because a week after, they played the Chiefs, or maybe whatever it was.
They got destroyed by the Chiefs on that Netflix game.
The game before that, I don't remember, but they lost that game too.
I gotcha. It was week 16. The Steelers lost to the Ravens. Yeah, 34-17.
Yeah, it was
they played
just
the Chiefs. They did have a tough schedule starting with us. Yeah.
And so when you look at it, you're just like, oh my God. So I do wonder, I heard that Mike Tomlin's job is safe, but how safe is it?
Yeah, I've never seen the little graphic of Tomlin next to Mike McCarthy, and I'm like, damn. You know, you always talk about, hey, they both have won Super Bowl too. Like, and I get Tomlin gets you to the playoffs every year, but this year you have the talent. Like, you have a quarterback who's above average with Russ, and I even like Fields a lot. So I think they're gonna start with Fields in the future.
We'll see. They're honestly a bunch of morons. So,
and why does Arthur Smith have a job? Like, I mean, obviously, he could be a good guy, but we saw the Falcons as the head coach. Like, they were not good. They made him the offensive coordinator. The
Falcons, and you see Bijan Robinson. Now, Kyle Pitts ended up being a bust. But when you look at that, you see Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson,
Drake London. Yeah.
And they had one other guy on that team.
Did Darnell Mooney at that point?
I think he had Patterson for a year. I think he had Cordarrelle Patterson.
Tyler Allgeier, too. Backup.
Yeah, and honestly, the South is still a very winnable division. I mean, it did come down to week 18.
Falcons almost won it with Penix coming in the last three games. Yeah.
So for Arthur Smith to fail miserably with that, I'm not saying that team's a juggernaut. I'm just saying that is a very nice.
Like last year, they had
package.
It because Buccaneers went like 9-7 last year or 10-7. Like whatever.
Yeah,
it wasn't amazing.
It was in their grasp, and he did, but
drop that. And they don't use Najee Harris. Like, you get someone of an O-line now, you don't use him. I don't know. It's just like, it's right there. And yeah, the Ravens defense, who haven't even been like amazing, they've started to lock in the past two games. And start improving. You have George Pickens crashing out in the corner, trying to take out Marlon Humphrey, and like, I don't know. Steelers are a mess right now.
Pickens is not that great of a receiver.
He's good, but he thinks he's like top 10.
My opinion, he's not.
Maybe we'll get Tyreek Hill. There, that'll be a good recipe. Tyreek Hill and George Pickens in the same locker room, that will end up. Tomlin loves his team, so he'll be fine. They keep him.
We'll see what happens.
Ravens beating them and the Bills coming off of just destroying the Broncos. Like,
I mean,
Broncos first time making the playoffs in 10 years, and then the Bills treat him like that.
They didn't surprise anybody. Maybe the fact that the Broncos only put up 7, but yeah. I can't sit here and say, wow, they killed them. Like, I'm not shocked. This is...
Well, the Broncos beat the Chiefs 38-0. I was like, there you go. Like, of course it was the Chiefs, but... yeah, you're coming out something like that hot, and then yeah, the Broncos just... They had the first drive. They were pretty good.
For the Broncos, that's what you wanted to see, right? You wanted to see a playoff berth. You wanted to know that Bo Nix was the future of the franchise. It's very clear that he is the future of the franchise. So,
I would say more of the president of the franchise, because the man's almost in his 30s. So, like,
he's been playing college ball since 2010. So.
He played against Joe Burrow in college. Joe's in the league for like 5 years now. Hilarious to me. But the Bills taking care of business. Now we're talking about these two behemoths, Bills, Ravens. I mean, whoever loses will be seen as like a playoff choker, which sucks because they're the MVP candidates to both quarterbacks.
I think Allen gets it. I think voter fatigue. And if we're still going to sit here and say stats, then honest to God, why isn't Saquon being involved? But I'm not going to get that deep into it.
It's a quarterback award, but yeah.
It always will be. I genuinely don't know.
I don't know either. See, when you said, I thought, yeah, you think Josh Allen wins MVP? I think so, too, because it's different, because Lamar already won it twice, so they're like, it's a narrative award. They're like, oh, Josh hasn't won it yet. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And also, the thing with Josh is Josh had nobody to the trade deadline when they got him.
Yeah, we thought this was going to be a retooling year for them as well. Like, this year, after they lost, a couple of the guys, like, Bills will just be somewhat above average. They could still win division, but, the Jets may be competitive. Josh Allen, they were the best they ever looked,
Shockingly. I guess that's what happens when you get rid of the cancer, Stephon Diggs.
I like Stephon.
I like Diggs. He just likes to run his mouth a little bit. So.
Yeah, I mean, no teammate wants him to be with their sister. So, I mean, like, it goes... Goes without saying. It's like, if that's a repeated thing, that's not good. But yeah, Khalil Shakir, DeMar Hamlin's been really good for the Bills. I was shocked this year. Honestly, he's going to come back player this year, because like last year, I know he came back from almost dying, but this year he's actually came back from being awful.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually pretty good now.
I gave him a lot of shit. I gave their fans a lot of shit for caring about him that much. I get it. The guy owns that. I'm not taking that away from him.
No, I mean, as a person, obviously, we put that aside. Like, yeah. As a player.
But they're like, oh my God. They were acting like Ryan Dawkins had just been shot and killed out in front of Lincoln Financial Field. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I get it. Person aside, the talent was not there that year. We're all happy that he's alive and well. But holy shit.
Yeah, like you're blowing this out of proportion. This year's been really good for the defense, Bills defense. Vaughn Miller did really good last week against Broncos. Matt Milano's great.
I guess he decided to wake up from his power nap.
And it was his former team. He was like, oh yeah, right, I forgot about these guys.
He's like, I guess I can lift my fingers.
I forgot about football. Like, one of the best linebackers of all time. Let me just lock in real quick.
Let me Bills get my defense. Paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, who do you have winning Bills Ravens? So you don't know. Watch this be a blowout for one of the teams. I would be shocked.
I'm an Allen lover, so I'm gonna go with Bills. But
Bills.
See,
okay.
we know the Chiefs are winning this, right? We know that. So now it's now we're going to sit here and we're going to seriously sit here.
Some
and debate,
bullshit, bro. Yeah.
Who do we want to maybe dethrone them in the AFC Championship game?
It's like who's come close. Bills actually beat them this year in the regular season. We saw them last year against the Ravens. They didn't do anything against them in the playoffs.
The Ravens were so disappointing because they beat the hell out of the Texans. Huh? And then
last year, yeah. Nothing against the Chiefs, yeah.
And then we saw the Texans team. The Texans put up 44 points against the Browns that year. So,
it's interesting how this is going to play out. And then, yeah, we saw week one this year with the Ravens. Pretty much could have beat the Chiefs. Isaiah Likely cut off his big toe. So it's like both of these teams, Bills actually beat the Chiefs with the field goal.
I think both of these teams can beat the Chiefs. But
in the NFL script, nah.
The regular season is far different from the postseason, and we all know what the Chiefs do in the postseason. It's not a secret.
I forgot this. When did the playoffs start? You know, they're just sleeping it off.
Oh, it's January? All right.
Chiefs fans honestly don't even need to watch football until, December, January. That's when they're all right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we won the division again? Oh, how about that?
Yeah. I'm taking the Ravens to win, I think, against the Bills. Right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say Bills, 38-24.
I think it's going to be the best game of the playoffs, probably.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know how you can get better than this. Like, Lions, Eagles, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know if we can be as flashy as... we're not really a flashy team. I think Bills, Ravens will be more flashy. Josh Allen will be pulling throws out of his ass. Lamar will be doing some spin moves you haven't never seen before. Derrick Henry will be having five guys drag him. I think that's the key to victory, too. That's the X factor, I think, is Derrick Henry. I think that's how they beat the Bills. Yeah.
I know Zay Flowers is not playing, so...
That's not good, though, for the Ravens, yeah.
No, not in the slightest. I'm pretty sure... that or doubtful, but we all know that doubtful is 9 times out of 10 not playing.
Yeah. And they don't have a great receiving room. Mark Andrews has been more of a blocking tight end this year. He's got some good, catches. Isaiah Likely has kind of taken that spot, and he's pretty good. He's just got to watch where his feet are. Rashad Bateman can be good. This is the rest of the receiving room. It's not a lot to be desired, but when you have Lamar and Derrick Henry, it's kind of tough to, say no to that.
It's going to be, like you said, it's probably going to be the best game of the playoffs, I think.
I will say, though, for the Bills, James Cook has taken that step up to be an actual legitimate, really good running back.
I did not realize how many touchdowns he had here.
No, he's been cooking.
I genuinely did not know that. I see what you did there.
You appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that either. I was just like, oh, shit.
But, I mean, he is 18, I think it was 18 times 16, whatever it was. But my God.
Because when you think Josh Allen, because he runs the ball so often, you're like, I don't think their running back has any, touchdowns. But now they did a lot with them. Yeah. Receivers have been solid this year, Kincaid's. I know you love King.
That's a
bit. Fantasy team, bro. Yeah. Marvin Harrison Jr., believer. He also had Shakir taking that step up. Amari Cooper, they traded for him, from the Browns.
Collins has not been bad.
Oh, Matt Collins. Did you see his outfit when they played the Broncos? He used to play for us. I mean, he's committed.
He is something else.
Yeah, what was it? He was barefoot or he was wearing slides?
He doesn't wear shoes. Yeah, he doesn't believe in shoes, forks, knives, spoons. Like, he just said that silver. He said he doesn't believe in tools.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever works for that guy.
Dude, he's going to drop a big pass to lose the game. How much you know bet? And it's he could use some tools then. Something bad.
That's a hell of a punch.
They could go either way, honestly. I could see Bills winning, too. I say Ravens, but I'm like, they don't.
I agree. And I have no...
Look, whoever can beat the Chiefs, I'll take them in the win.
I don't have a come-on factor in this game where it's realistically, I want Washington to beat Detroit. I would feel a lot more comfortable playing Detroit if the Eagles win. But that's all, in this game, it's obviously I want the Texans to win. It's not going to happen, no.
You can only believe.
Oh, man, Polar Express, here I come. I'm going to say Bills. And then if we look at the next week, this is now, the sixth time that the Bills have played the Chiefs?
Yeah, it's been a while since a conference championship. They usually do the second round. That's happened like two or three times, I think, because it was the Bengals and Chiefs. I think like 2 years it was. It was the year Eagles lost them to the Super Bowl, and then the year the Bengals won to the Super Bowl, it was Bengals Chiefs in the
right. Championship. And that's and the Chiefs
Bills has been more like a second round game. Yeah. So
was that the year? I think that was the year the overtime rule came into effect.
Yeah, after that point, because the coin flip. Yeah. The infamous coin flip. Josh Allen didn't get the ball.
Needed to happen.
That was rough, bro. But yeah, you have Chiefs Bills. I would have Chiefs Ravens. I think Chiefs won that. Like,
I think the Chiefs have walked again to the Super Bowl before they've even played a game. And
dude, if they
sucks.
Didn't have that bye week, I think they could have lost.
You know, the whole meme. Oh, I agree. I think the whole meme about nobody wanted to play the Bengals. I genuinely would not want to play the Bengals.
No, dude. That offense is scary.
That offense is damn good. It's the Jaden Daniels LSU effect. I mean, they just...
Exactly. Joe Burrow's like, I can't... It's just LSU teams, man.
Yeah. I mean, they would have killed somebody. And I think had they played the Chiefs, they would have...
Yeah, I'll do that. I wish. But we got the Broncos instead. Like, good for them. But, like, if Bengals
were... Good for the Broncos.
I'm good the Broncos made it instead of the Bengals because the Bills would have had to face the Bengals. And I don't want to... We need the Bills to be there because they could be the Chiefs.
Now, I realistically, the Bills have a better chance of doing it, but the Bengals were just... Bengals were scary, scary this year.
Hey, I know, dude. I had Jamar and Chase Brown on my team, man. That's why I knew.
Yeah. I got added to a fantasy league really late in the year to substitute for somebody. Mm-hmm. That guy had T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Chase Brown.
Is it a Bengals fan?
No. And that's the funny. And what was it, the Christmas Eve game when they played the Broncos or whatever it was?
Dude.
And T. Higgins had like four touchdowns. I benched him.
That's crazy. Yeah. He could. He just can't catch a dub, man.
No, I'm losing in basketball right now too.
Oh yeah, I was thinking of what you might want to invite me to that league. I'm a cook. the NFC Lions Eagles. Dude, I don't. I think the Lions in this one look okay.
Kills me to say that. Kills me to say it. It
like,
does.
Wait, okay. How can we stop that Lions offense? You know.
So while it kills me to say it, because obviously I'm an Eagles fan, it doesn't make me hate Detroit. I would root for Detroit. I want to see
games. It's like the ultimate dynasty versus the ultimate underdog. Like, yeah. I know the Lions were underdog this year, but as a franchise, you know, like
ignore the dog.
That's fine. But the Lions, yeah, they've never been to a Super Bowl, so that's an underdog story, bro. As one of the oldest franchises in the league too, and to do it against the Chiefs too, like that'd be, you know,
it's a long way coming for a team. My sister.
That's fine.
I think it'd be a very, that'd be a hard fought Super Bowl. And to see Dan Campbell, I mean, when you look at that Detroit team, nobody other than Jared Goff that comes to mind that has been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Jared Goff, he knows how to get your team there. I mean, he's done it before, and he was at the conference last year. So,
in the great, I was kind of bite me to say this. He's a great system quarterback. I really think he is.
He's like the best system quarterback. Yeah,
yeah. It's not an insult. I know system quarterback is an insult to a lot of people. I really think that he thrives in that situation. Like my man Brock Purdy, who I hate so much because of how much everybody loves him. I think if you were to put him in the Niners, I think he'd thrive there and he'd take them to a Super Bowl.
Oh, dude, if Jared was on the Niners, they would have won a Super Bowl last year. Like, that's I genuinely believe that. Because the Lions, they weren't ready last year. I think this year they are. Especially if they get Hutchback in time, even when the defense has been clicking. That Lions-Eagles game's going to be crazy, though. It's going to be like everyone, they're going to go on fourth. They're not going to punt on a fourth down. They're just going to keep going. There's not going to be no punting.
No, I think the one thing that would be the saving grace for the Eagles is Terrion Arnold has 18 pass interference calls against him.
Yeah, the secondary is the weakest part of the line.
As a rookie is nuts. But at the same time, if I'm the Eagles, don't get me wrong, I'm using Saquon. You're always going to use Saquon. I'm throwing that fucking thing to AJ Brown.
Against that defensive line, though.
I'm throwing that to AJ Brown all day. Get that PI. Get that PI all day.
Yeah, especially you got to watch out. to the running game too, because I know Anzalone's going to hunt down Saquon too. He's been awesome this year. But overall, yeah, if you want to just pass the ball to AJ, I mean, Brian Branch is back there and he's pretty good, I will say. But those corners, like, it's the safeties are good. It's the corners that is the weak point for the line. So if the Eagles want to win, you got to pass to AJ or Devonta.
That's the way that they have to go. It's got to be Smitty. It's got to be AJ.
A lot of medium passes, I feel.
Jahan Dotson, yeah, of all people, too.
Yeah, you got to touch that one. Yeah, so I get to him, too. Why not? But I still think Lions win that game. Dude, it could be in the 40s. I'm not even lying.
I think it very well could be. I honestly think that as Eagles fans, we'd be sitting there going, holy shit, today's the day the defense gives out. Like it just...
Like, how is Vic going to draw, like, plays to defend that offense? I just don't... Like, you're going to pull up some weird shit. Like,
I think it's honestly too hard for him. I love Vic. I think Vic's
done an amazing job this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for him to have the youngest defense in the league and say, hey, here's how we're doing it. Like, they understand that. So good job to Vic all day, every day. But
I'm hoping he doesn't leave for head coaching job. I don't think he will.
I don't think he will. I think he ran his course on that. I mean, maybe he will in a year or two. But I do know his family.
Or with the Broncos. Sorry, he was a head coach with the Broncos. That's what
I think. He was the Broncos, and then
he was Bears defensive coordinator. That's how he got the job.
Yeah. I know his family's from here, so maybe he just stays for all of eternity.
I hope so, man. Yeah, he's been doing good.
But I stress. With Kellen Moore, I think tomorrow, even though everything is in our favor, conditions, being home, like everything's in our favor, I think it makes it a very, it's a tell, right? It's a telltale sign of how next Sunday goes.
I mean, Cowboys and Chargers fans will tell you Kellen Moore was not a very, well set offensive coordinator. Like, he would have his flashes, but some games we saw against the Packers, like, you could you don't know if that's a quarterback or that's not having the best play calls.
And also, I think with Kellen Moore has done a good job. It's not like
he's better
Kellen
than
Moore
our last one, definitely. Yeah,
that was for sure.
Brian Johnson, sure. I hated that guy.
It's, I think everybody did.
I don't like them.
You don't look at Kellen Moore and go, this fucking moron's not using Saquon, or he's not using, like, as somebody that grew up on the pass game, yes, I'd like the pass game to be more potent.
Yeah, but it's hard not to use Saquon when he's there.
Exactly. It's hard not to look. Yes, it's exactly. It's hard not to look at it as, we have Saquon now. I think Kellen Moore has done a very good job in that sense, and I really hope he does not leave.
So I don't know. I really like for both coordinators to stay, because we saw how it was when Gannon and Steichen both left, who have turned out to be just, like, all right head coaches, but, they were awesome coordinators. I wish we promoted Steichen, but after seeing how the Colts have been, I don't know.
I don't know if that's his fault or what. I mean, they are just...
Yeah, they're not in the playoffs. We don't have to talk about them scrubs.
I know we're talking about the playoffs, but I want to bring your attention.
Ahead. Yeah.
The Mike Vrabel hiring.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about it.
I know this is a quick...
Dude, they wanted him since the beginning. They did not want Gerard.
Yeah, well, that's my thing, though, is, like, Vrabel was on the market last year. Why do you go out and hire Mayo that... Like, what made you sit there and say, hey, let's go get Mayo and maybe... Like, Vrabel was still interviewing. Like, there was a chance that he was still going to get a job. So, I don't understand why you ran that risk and said, hey, let's, like, should... Had the Eagles have fired Sirianni, I have wholeheartedly believed they would have gone after Vrabel with everything they had.
You already know that, like, Patriots fans were like, the Patriots owners, ship and staff were like, we're going to hire a head coach. He used to play linebacker for us during our Super Bowl year. It's like, yes. And they're like, okay.
Yes.
Now they're looking at Vrabel.
It's not fair to Mayo. I did hear things about how he had, how he was not a good coach. But at the same time, you also hear that coaches need a year to develop, like players. I mean, sometimes it just takes for a coach to...
Yeah, but, like, how
Dan
can
Campbell?
Mayo do
Dan
anything?
Campbell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how can... They did the first year with Dan Campbell, the Lions were like, what? They only had, like, five wins?
3 wins, but it took till week 12.
Yeah, they were, like, winless the whole year. But they believed in Dan, and the players believed in him. Like, John Mayo, like, how's he going to... Like, how can he do anything with that O-line that's like Swiss cheese? Like, Drake May ain't going to have any time to throw that ball.
What receivers would Drake May have? You draft a gunslinger. The guy's going to stand in there and throw it. He's not going to run.
Exactly. Like, you can't... he's not going to just dump it off to Ramondre Stevenson. Like, he can, he's able to throw it. Like, he's had some great throws, but like, he was under pressure by like three different defenders.
I think May
but I think
it's,
Vrabel's a great hire. I'm surprised he wasn't the initial hire, because then it made Mayo, like, you know, and it sucks for like head coaches that are there for 1 year or two, because like, they set their whole lives up in this area. And also, you get paid well.
Look at Antonio Pierce. Now, I think, honestly, that was a terrible hiring. I like the guy. I know he can get his feet.
I feel like the Raiders were pressured, because like, last time they had an interim head coach was Rich Bisaccia, who everyone wanted to be the head coach. And they're like, no, we like Josh McDaniels. It's like, well.
Yeah.
Like,
but then
Bisaccia was pretty good.
You hear about Pierce, and it's like, but now we're talking about Ben Johnson maybe going there. That's what I keep hearing.
Where do you think Ben Johnson's going to go? Because I kind of talk about Aaron Glenn. I think he goes to the Jaguars because they need to build that defense a little bit. They have some talent there. They go. Yeah,
I keep hearing that New Orleans really likes Glenn, so that's my bet for him. I hear they really like him.
I can see the Saints getting Glenn too. Yeah,
I think
but I don't know, because the Saints, Dennis Allen was a defensive. Wasn't Dennis Allen a defensive coordinator?
He was, but honest to God, I think that might have been just one of the worst options they could have ever gotten.
Yeah, it just felt like they were going with Sean Payton's, like, one of his, you know, apprentices or whatever. But it's just like, no. It's just not a good.
I think Johnson goes. I don't think he goes to Dallas. I heard something that said he goes to Dallas. That's not.
Dude, it's gonna be Deion Sanders. Yeah, I think it's gonna be Deion, bro. I have this weird feeling.
Yeah. What's that gonna do for you? Like, don't wear flip flops.
Deion's like, man, where's Shiloh at? Why is Shiloh on this team? We should trade up for Shador.
I think Ben Johnson goes to Vegas. I think that's my final bet. I don't think that he goes to the Jags. I think he knows damn well that that is
a
terrible
situation. I don't know if the Raiders, who's going to get Cam Ward? I feel like whoever gets Cam Ward, Ben Johnson might want to go there.
If you, like, can be Ben Johnson and go for a coaching job this year, like, it's obvious that it's other than Dallas, it's all the teams that are picking in the top 10. I feel like it's a terrible...
Are Titans keeping their coach Callahan? I think they are.
I think so.
So I don't know how they're going to... They might trade... If I were them, I would trade now. But they might go quarterback. I don't know. Will Levis, like I think it's hilarious.
You know how I feel about the quarterbacks this year, but I guess everybody else does into that. I don't feel that any of them are good this year. I know Drew Aller just choked away the semifinal game, but I'd still take Drew Aller over Shador Sanders. I'd still take Cade Klubnik over Shador or Cam.
Well, see, I'm a Miami fan, so I'm a big Cam Ward guy. I think
I know you are. So, you know, Ward may.
And now we got
Ward
Carson Beck.
Be
I'm like, you
got
to be kidding me.
Yeah, I followed that.
Because I was trashing Carson Beck so hard in those playoffs. And I'm like, honestly, the backup's better. And then Carson Beck commits to Miami. I'm like, Carson Beck's the best. Love that guy.
My favorite all time.
I was crying on the inside. That's a lot of money.
I think Vegas, I think, however, they got to be really patient with him. It's not that he's going to be a bad coach. I just think you're going to probably draft Shador, because I think Shador is now the number one overall pick over Travis Hunter, which is kind of shocking, but not really.
Travis Hunter's a Brown, bro.
I think Abdul Carter goes to the Browns.
Him and Myles Garrett? Yeah, that'd be kind of insane.
Yeah. He did say he wants to be an Eagle. So,
Allie Roseman! And what's this? The Eagles trade up and get Travis. Dude, we get Travis Hunter, I'd actually be like, you know what? He does deserve the hype. You know what? I was a JT guy, but I was like, you know what, Hunter? He's the best. What am I talking about? Another guy for Jalen not to throw the ball to. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Jalen's like, yeah, I'm going to run it. Like, no options available. But yeah, the Vrabel hire was interesting for the Patriots to see how everything else shakes out for all the other head coaching vacancies. Mike McCarthy, you know, he could go, you know, like, if Mike McCarthy gets a job as a head coach, I'd actually be shocked.
And the last one, I will say, the one that, I guess he's not on a hot seat, he is on a warm seat. Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills.
If they lose to the Ravens,
Because how many times now have you gone either conference championship or divisional round, and you have lost to either?
I'm surprised Zach Taylor's still a coach. Like.
Yeah,
but how the defense was, like, that's
brutal. But I think McDermott is on a very warm seat. Don't get me wrong, he's taken the playoffs almost every year since he's been a coach. I think every year but his first year.
He gets fired, you already know that conference. Like, this is the worst disaster since. Don't say it again. Don't talk about Don't bring up 9/11 against Sean McDermott. But yeah, so yeah, McDermott could be in the hot seat too, which is, I mean, he's been there since like what, 2017, and you know, he got into the playoffs, which is like the first time the Bills made the playoffs in a while. So they're like, oh, we'll keep him around. But it felt like they're always, they should be better than what they are.
They always do, but they never get over that hump. And sometimes,
and this is the year I was like, they might be worse, and they actually ended up being better. So
so we'll see. But
yeah, if they win and they get to the conference championship, I would keep McDermott, I think, because it's hard to find a really good head coach. Yeah.
I would. I mean, like you just said, it's hard to find good coaches.
I hate on Sirianni, and arguably he's like a top
on
10
paper
coach.
The stats show. It's just he has his moments. You're like, why?
Yeah, yeah. Well, early this year we were like, because in the end of last year we were like, dude, is he really
the end of last year? I think the
I
end
made
of
the whole
last
video.
Year,
I'm like, should we fire him? Now I'm like, nah, look at him.
The end of last year, I think, just leaves the stigma of his reputation. I think this year, when you look at what he's done, he's kept his mouth shut other than the Browns game. And he actually listened to the O-line that said, hey, let's run the ball more. And he actually listened. And they did that. And they're doing that still.
And I like that he asked Saquon, like, do you want to stay in the game, break the record? He's like, I'm good. And I like that he, like, talks that out with him. Instead of just being like, no, dude, keep playing. I want these numbers to be happening when I'm head coach, so people look back on me better. So I will say that's a good move, yeah. But Super Bowl prediction, so you have Chiefs Lions, and I have Chiefs Lions, I'm pretty sure, right?
I have Chiefs Lions. I would really like it to be the Eagles. Over the Lions,
I have Lions winning the whole thing. I think Lions win their first Super Bowl.
I can agree with that, honestly. I think this take will age terribly. But
yeah. Yeah, I'm knocking on wood right now. I would like to not see the Chiefs win, but it could very well happen. You know, this is the no fun league, so yeah.
Never is, never will be. Yeah. They have to have their golden boy, right? They have to have their next Brady.
Yeah, I hope our takes are like Colin Coward, you know? We're like, we provide the hot stuff here.
He just ranked Jalen the 8th best quarterback out of the 8 remaining quarterbacks for this round.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I think my favorite part of that was he put Stroud at 7. So yeah. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, okay, I get Jalen hasn't had the lights out year that you expect him to have. But you're really going to tell me that both rookie Jaden Daniels and Stroud are better
than Hurts? I know, based off last round, if he was saying, like, based off on what we saw in the playoff games, then, like, maybe. But, yeah, like, Goff and Mahomes didn't play in the playoffs. So, like, how can you put them in there, too? So, if we're going off this year, low-key Mahomes should be, like, 7 or 8. Like, Mahomes hasn't even been that great this year.
Yeah,
no. If we're going off name value, like, yeah, obviously, like, top 3. But this should be 7 or 8. Like,
and he has, what, 13 picks or whatever? Mahomes has something crazy in the amount of interceptions he has. But hey, it's never his fault. It goes off the receiver's hands, and it's always their fault.
Collinsworth
it's
is
always
like,
their fault.
Yeah, Collinsworth is like, Mahomes 7? Yeah, no. Like, we're not doing that. If Coward did the list legitimately and put Mahomes at 8, Collinsworth, that would be all he's someone all game. He's like, what a great year by Mahomes, who Colin Coward thinks is number 8 best quarterback in the playoffs. Yeah. So I have Lions winning the Super Bowl. That'd be sweet. You know, obviously I would like to see the Eagles win. We only have the one. But the Lions win one and it beats the Chiefs, you know. And not having the three-peat happen, you know, that'd be sick. So
I think for the sake of the NFL, not having a three-peat. No, what on the three-peat? Just
yeah,
not seeing the Chiefs win it this year because like last year the whole thing was about Taylor Swift.
Rumors. Yeah. That would be bad.
That was the whole thing. And I think this year for them not to have a three-peat. Have a really mediocre ass team, I would just look terrible. I mean, it just.
Yeah, they won 15-2, but we know there were a lot of errors and things wrong with the Chiefs team. We'll see how they do in the playoffs, obviously. We haven't seen how they're going yet. They're going to start playing for us. I think right about now, they'll start playing. So we'll see how that shakes up. But any closing thoughts for this rest of the playoffs, Dylan?
I mean, go Birds.
Hopefully.
I think this weekend potentially is more pivotal than next weekend.
Yeah, because if we can get to the conference championship, that's awesome. Like, you know, okay, I have some confidence restored. But if we lose to the Rams, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some things to figure out then with the offense, I would say. That's probably because the defense, I'm assuming they wouldn't be the problem. They could be, but it would probably be the offense if we lose to the Rams.
Of course, it always is. When will it not be?
Yeah, it's going to be snowing, too, and we're going to get some snowballs and throw them at Jared Verse. Yeah!
Of course.
No, just don't put anything in the snowballs, guys. We don't want anything bad. Just throw a snowball. Yeah.
Yep. maybe shooters, you know, for crash.
Like, there's gonna be some serious security for that game. But this has been The Rude Awakening with Dylan Sissian. Check out all other episodes too. Talking about the NFL season, like the first episode, we talk about how great Sam Darnold has been. to see the storyline of the season's progression. This has been a great season, Dylan. I really enjoyed this season.
It has.
Definitely better than last year. Last year sucked. I hate that last year.
Last year was terrible, and hey, this
all the quarterbacks
year
got
stuck.
Hurt.
Yeah. Last year was a hard year. Last year was a hard year.
He's not a Super Bowl. Like, at least we'll have a likable team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, for us, if it's Chiefs Eagles, a lot of people wouldn't like that, but we'll like that. That's the Eagles.
Of course. I think, honestly, a lot of America would root for the... I think this hate... Nah, never mind. State of Texas is probably rooting for the Chiefs. But, that'd be an interesting one.
All right. And thank you guys so much for listening and watching. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and have a great football weekend. And, yeah, go Birds as well. All right.
Go Birds.
Have a great rest of your day, everyone.